You're listening to the Greg Swame Show, baby.
Hey, and welcome, everybody. A terrific Sunday, start of the week. Hope you're having a great time. Lots going on. And we'll be hitting all the conference realignment, a little bit of NIL. We'll have on Dan Lust here in the second half hour. He'll be talking to us. He's a sports attorney, big-time guy, even teaches at a major university. We'll let him tell you all that good stuff. But Dan will join us. The first half hour, of course, we'll have our good friend on, Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread. And Sean always has great stuff in the world of recruiting. You'll want to tune in and always hear what Sean and his staff have to say about recruiting. I've already talked to kids, parents, even a couple grandparents that with the Sports Thread app, getting their kids' information on there and GPAs and athletic achievements. Really is very helpful in recruiting. So we'll talk to Sean here in a little bit and a lot more. I'm going to tell you where Oklahoma State, Baylor, West Virginia, some of those schools rank in TV eyes and ears over the last 5 years averaged out. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised if you're a fan of one of those schools, and tells me that they won't be out of the P5 very long, if at all. So we'll take a break here from our great sponsors. Remind you, one of our newest sponsors, Extra Mile Auto Care, right across the street in Stillwater from the post office, the 74074 post office downtown. And, oh, man, they do great work. And they will take care of you. Got a brand new waiting room being built with a big screen, all that good stuff. And, Aaron and his crew at Extra Mile, I just can't tell you enough about them. They really took care of my Jeep Wrangler. Those of you who've known me for a while know I love my Jeep Wrangler. Put a new engine in it, put a new rear end in it. They took care of me. It got me driving down the road and looking good, doing it, and it takes a lot to make me look good. So we'll take a break here from our other great sponsors that keep us on the air for you each and every week. We'll be back after these messages.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswame.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have 4 great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app. Get exposure to college coaches. Get clout. And get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Threat app today. Sports Threat. It's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
This weather forecast is brought to you by the Smoky Pokey and the Cowboy Travel Plaza. And your National Weather Service forecast, tonight clear skies 68, for Monday sunny 90, Monday night partly cloudy 68, Tuesday a 30% chance of storms 88, a 30% chance again Tuesday night 68, and a 40% chance in 85 Wednesday.
Hey guys, this is KC with the Smoky Pokey inside the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Are you looking for a place to grab a quick lunch? We got it. We just added a big half-pound Fat Daddy Cattleman's Burger to the menu, so come see us. Don't forget, the Smoky Pokey's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So saddle up the horses and head out west to Highway 51 and I-35, where the beer is cold and the boots are free on Friday. Go Pokes.
And welcome back. As we do each and every week, we talk recruiting tips with Sports Thread and, of course, SportsThread.com, Sports Thread the app. They've got it all going on. If you are an athlete, young athlete, older athlete, wanting to be recruited, the tips you get on this show are invaluable, but you go to the website and you get the app. Oh, man, they're just like a match made in heaven. A recruit and Sports Thread are good stuff. And Sean Leary, the CEO, joins us right now. Sean, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, Greg. Thanks for having me on this week.
Well, always great having you on, and a lot going on in the world of sports. Kids going back to school this week and next week, mostly around the country, some wearing masks, some not. But everywhere they're going to be playing football and volleyball and soccer and softball and fall baseball, as they have a lot of small schools in Oklahoma. I assume they do at other places too, but it's that time of year again. It's exciting and a lot going on at Sports Thread, I know.
No doubt about it. All the kids are going back to school. They're getting on the app. They're looking for a place to play, and you know, this is one of our favorite times of year when everyone's fresh and they are starting a new season, and you know, they're going to go out and try and compete and earn a chance to go play ball in college. But for today's segment, I wanted to talk with the group about something that I did not understand this in high school. And that's how to eat healthy for being an athlete. And I'm not going to give too much advice or too much specific advice, because at the end of the day, I'm not a nutritionist or a doctor, but I was very lucky to get to play at some very elite Division I baseball programs, and we did have nutritionists and doctors and athletic trainers talk to us all the time about how to eat properly, and we had a lot of meal plans made for us. So I'm going to try to just convey for all the young kids and parents too who are buying the food for their family for the weekend, how to kind of think about what you should be doing or what you can be doing to put your athlete or yourself, if you are an athlete, in the best position to perform physically, because make no mistake about it, the food that you put in your body makes an enormous difference in how well you can perform on the field.
And when you get a little older like me, you know that, because you don't always eat right. It ends up, it's like carrying around a 30-pound backpack, you know. And, but even an athlete, I mean, if you're carrying around any extra weight, it's a deterrent.
No doubt. But, you know, you got to keep in mind, you have to eat for your sport. You have to eat for a purpose, and eating is fueling your body. So if you, an athlete who is trying to be a lineman on a football team needs to eat and fuel their body differently than an athlete who is, trying to be a track sprinter. You need to be aware of what you're trying to achieve, and you should talk to your coaches or your athletic trainer at your school to get a better idea of it. But some simple guidelines that I think could really help everybody who's listening to this are the concept of calories in, calories out. So one of the first things that you should do in trying to figure out how much you should be eating every day is you should look up how many calories your body burns just doing basic bodily functions, breathing, your hair growing, your
sleeping,
walking around, all the natural, normal bodily functions. They actually take a specific amount of calories just to continue to keep your body moving. And that's what's called your basal metabolic rate, your BMR. So I always loved the analogy of a scale when you're trying to figure out if you're going to put on or lose weight. Like, and a scale, I mean the type where, you know, you have two pendulums and you add one to one side and the other side goes up depending on what's more heavy. So if you have more calories going in on one side of the scale than you have calories going out from exercise, and from your BMR, your basal metabolic rate, what you need to keep your body moving and alive. If you have more coming in, more food going in than you have going out, you're going to put on weight. If you have less coming in, if you have less calories than what your basal metabolic rate plus your exercise is, you're going to lose weight. It's literally that simple. It's calories in versus calories out. And, you know, there's a lot of diet fads and there's a lot of things out there that people will tell you try and make it very, very fancy. But at the end of the day, it's what are you putting in versus what are you expending to take out? How much food goes in, how much, how much exercise, and what's your BMR. If you want to figure out what your basal metabolic rate is, it's very easy. Just Google it. Your average basal metabolic rate for, you know, your age person and your weight and your gender. So my, you know, an athlete, male, 17, what's my BMR? That will give you a pretty good range. And then there are tons of great, you know, fitness tracker apps out there that you can use to track how many calories you're expending. I went and ran, you can Google, you know, how I ran for an hour today, how many calories did I expend? And you'll start to get a pretty good idea of how much calories you're expending doing your workout. Go ahead.
No, I get a little depressed sometimes when I ride the exercise bike and it shows me how many calories I'm burning at the present rate. And I'm like, that's like half a candy bar. And, you know, I can eat half a candy bar in seconds. It takes me an hour to lose that weight. So, yeah, I definitely got to, since I don't exercise as much as I did when I was younger, I definitely got to cut down the metabolic intake.
For sure. And that's the key right there, the intake. So you're going to track you're going to know what your BMR is. You got to look that up. Then you're going to figure out kind of how many calories am I burning on a given day. And then you got to ask yourself, what's my goal? My goal is to put on weight. A lot of young athletes need to gain weight. Then I need to eat more calories than I need, or than I am, you know, burning through exercise and through you know, my BMR. And it's literally that simple. Now, a couple good things. So we've talked about calories going out. Now let's talk about calories coming in, the way you're eating, the way you're fueling yourself. If you are trying to be a high-level performing athlete, you have to eat quality foods. And there's a lot of different philosophies out there, but one of the ones that I have found to be most widely accepted for athletes is the concept of 30-30-40, and those are what are called your macronutrients. 30% fats, 30% proteins, 40% carbohydrates. If you do that, that will do a lot of different things to keep your body in balance and in check. And you can look up your food that you're eating on apps like MyFitnessPal, free app. You can plug in whatever food you're eating. You can scan the barcode on that using their app, and it will tell you how many calories, how many carbs, how many fats, and how much protein is in everything that you eat. And you can log it in the MyFitnessPal food diary, and it will tell you how many calories you've had for the day, how much protein, carbs, and fat. And a great way to look at it is I want to have, again, 30% fat, 30% protein, 40% carbs. That's going to get you in a pretty good spot to go and perform well as an athlete. And then for your calories, how much of those things do you need to eat that is composed of your 30% carb, 40% carb, 30% fat, 30% protein? That's going to be what we just talked about, which is what's your basal metabolic rate plus the amount of exercise you're doing. And then do you want to gain weight, eat more than that number? You want to lose weight, eat less than that number. And the last thing I'll give everybody on this is just some tips regarding how to eat well without spending a lot of money. So, you know, I used to think that eating really healthy was only an option if you could go to Whole Foods and buy very, you know, super expensive stuff. And that, you know, organic food is more expensive, and it is, but there are still some ways that you can really curb the cost, but still eat really healthy. So a couple little quick, easy tips for everybody would be: one, stay out of the center aisles of the grocery store, all the frozen stuff. That's where you're going to find all the processed food, all the things that are just not so good for you. You want to stay on the against the walls of the grocery store. That's going to be your fresh food, and that's going to be much, much better for you. The second thing is that I can tell everybody great things that you can do to cut your cost down and still have pretty reasonable healthy meals would be to buy rice. Rice is very, very quality carb source. You can buy a 5-pound sack of rice for $5. And then a rice cooker for $20, and you can have your staple carbohydrate for an entire week for $5. Also, the ground beef, very, very, for the most part, pretty inexpensive way to eat, it would be ground beef. So you go to the store, you get some ground beef, you're going to want to buy, it's worth it to spend just, you know, the 50 extra cents, if it's a little more expensive on the 90-10 lean cut of beef, because it's better to not have that much of the animal fat if you can avoid it. So that's a great place for you to get your protein in. And then, of course, frozen chicken. You can buy a big sack of frozen chicken. You can buy a 5-pound sack of frozen chicken for, I don't know, $25, $30. And you go and get yourself a pound or 2 pounds of 90%, 90-10 ground beef, 5 pounds of the rice with a little rice cooker, and a big sack of chicken. You now have, for under $100, way under $100, you're under $50 at this point on your grocery bill, enough food for over an entire week's worth of meals, healthy meals that are hitting your macronutrients. You're going to get some of the only thing that you'd be missing in this case is some fats and a really good way to get those is to, you know, fry up those meats in some olive oil or, you know, eat an avocado on the side. And you could look up sources of healthy fats, or nuts are really good too. But the concept that you can't eat healthy if you don't spend a lot of money isn't true. You just have to get a little more creative. Don't spend a ton of money on your carbs. The rice is a great way to go. Whole bread, great way to go. And, you know, go out and buy your food and prepare it and cook it before your meals. Use MyFitnessPal to track your macronutrients so that you're getting in that 30-30-40 range of 30% fat, 30% protein, 40% carbs. Track your calories through MyFitnessPal, and then figure out what your basal metabolic rate is and how much exercise you're doing in a day, and decide whether you want to gain or lose weight, eat more or less than that number, using MyFitnessPal to track it, and then use some of those simple tips about the grocery store to go and buy healthy food so that you are giving your body the best chance to perform.
Bigger, stronger, and faster just by eating right. I mean, you're already working out. You're already doing all the great things Sean tells you about and his staff every week. But you can get cut, you know, 2 tenths off your 40 time and a couple tenths off of your 100 time and get stronger, leaner, you know, your body looks better, you look better, you feel better, all just by eating right. And Sean just told you how. And but I had a couple questions for you, if you don't mind, before I let you go, Sean, from the Buffalo Wild Wings text line. One wants to know what you think about the vegan diet, because I know Cade Cunningham around here was on that the last year, and of course did nothing to deter his stock at all, and he's a good-looking athlete.
No, nothing wrong with a vegan diet. I mean, it's, you're going to not have a bunch of that processed food if you're doing that. That's a great way to go. I think that anything you want to do, whether it's, you know, vegan or vegetarian or anything that you want to do to limit, you know, specific types of food out of your diet, they don't matter. What matters is that you're still staying with your core principles of your target number of calories that you're going to eat to either gain or lose weight, depending on your BMR and your exercise amount, and still eating your macronutrients, your carbs, your proteins, and your fats in that healthy ratio. So whether you're eating that in a vegan meal plan, a vegetarian meal plan, or you're just buying whatever at the grocery store that tastes good, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you're really getting you know, proper nutrition, and you're eating enough calories for your goals.
Good stuff as always. And of course, give that website for the app again, the name of the app.
Sports Thread.
No. We obviously know that. I'm talking about the one. My Fitness Pal.
Yeah,
okay.
My Fitness Pal. And that will help you track all your food that you're eating. It's very, very convenient.
And I'm asking for myself, because I probably need that.
It all the time, man. I think it's great.
One other question. Any foods I should stay away from as an athlete?
I mean, I don't think there's anything you necessarily need to stay away from. When you're a young athlete, too, you can eat anything, get away with it. But it's what you're... all of the food you're eating all of the time looks like that matters. It's not, you know, I want to go and, you know, binge eat a bunch of sugar because it's Friday night and that sounds fun. That's okay. And you should do that because, you know, you're going to go work it off the next morning. It's the consistent part of your diet. It's what you're eating, you know, 80-90% of your meals look like. And again, you just want to try and squeeze everything in the framework of how many calories are you putting in your body versus whether you want to gain or lose weight, and are you staying in your healthy macro side? I'd say maybe stay away from frozen foods, you know, frozen pizzas.
You had to go.
I know,
there,
dagger, right? And I ate a lot of them in college because it's cheap. It takes extra effort to go and, you know, do what I was talking about earlier, buy the rice, you know, buy the ground beef and, you know, the frozen chicken, and actually cook it, throw it in the microwave, whatever you got to do to cook all your food. Well, now don't put frozen beef in a microwave. you know, fry it up in a skillet, whatever you're going to do to prepare it. It takes extra effort, but it's a lot better for you. So if foods to stay away from, probably, like I said earlier, stuff in the center aisles of the grocery store is typically your best bet. I know that stuff tastes good, but it's not the best thing for you. But it's okay to do every once in a while.
Always good stuff. And I'll tell you, this one really got, I think, a lot of attention because even us older folks who have long since surpassed our athletic days would like to lose a little weight. And you just kind of told us how and how to eat healthier and be healthier. So good stuff. Sean, it's always great having you guys on, and urge folks to always go to sportsthread.com. If you've never been there before, you're in for a treat. Definitely download the free app. Put your profile out there. 2,000-plus college coaches online. They will see it. You're one of the new ones. It'll pop up. And if you're, you know, like the position they want in their sport, hey, they'll come look for you. It's happened many, many times with kids that we deal with, and I know it happens all over the country as well. Great having you on always, bud.
Appreciate it, Greg. Have a great day.
All right. Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread. We'll take a time out. Hear from our great sponsors. Reminder, Extra Mile Auto Care in Stillwater across the street from the old post office, 74074 Post Office. Go by there. Tell Aaron that Greg Swaim sent you, and they will take care of you. And then we'll take a break. We'll be back after these messages.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised 2 children and now have 2 grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hey, sports fans. Is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have 4 great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swaim rate at 405-429-4400.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin and or cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Tiger Drugs' Neil Conkey was quite the grease monkey back in his old college days. Isn't it comforting to know your pharmacist can fill your prescriptions and, if needed, give you a lube job? Tiger Drug, 9th and Walnut. Carla Knight of Tiger Drug is one pharmacist who certainly knows a lot about ailments and afflictions. She even has some first-hand experience. You see, her family tree has Dutch elm disease. Ask her about that. Tiger Drug, 9th and Walnut.
With Medicaid expansion through Sooner Care, 200,000 more Oklahomans will now have access to health care coverage.
As a father and mother, you kind of prioritize yourself last.
Sooner Care has helped us out tremendously. It's been such a blessing, and now we get to have that too.
Visit mysoonercare.org to learn more and apply online. Feel good about feeling good. You can apply right now at mysoonercare.org.
And welcome back. Dan Luss joins us, and told you about the guy, sports attorney. You've heard him on ESPN, CBS, Fox. Heck, he's everywhere, and has his own podcast. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Professor at New York Law School, and I'd heard you on another show, Dan. And I just thought, man, I got to get this guy on because you bring what I call a cerebral approach to a very uncerebral process with. I went through this 10 years ago, and I was probably one of the few people talking about it, and I got all kinds of just grief from Clemson and Florida State fans and, you know, people around. But people want to hear it, whether it's good or bad. They want to hear about where their school's going to end up, how their conference is going to end up. And I just thought you had a great approach to it from the legal aspect and what's going on here. So give people kind of an idea of what you're doing on this, because you've got students and things like that and interns and they're doing all this for you. They're matter of fact, you can't be on everybody's radio show, so you got some of them surrogate for you. And talk about kind of what you're doing with the conference realignment talk.
Yeah, so Greg, my pleasure joining you. I've been on a couple shows this past 7 days, so I you can tell me offline which show you heard me on, but it's been kind
I
of
I think
a
it was Sick and 365 out of the Waco.
My friends over there, Dave, the Smokey, as
yeah,
they say.
Smokes, yeah, the Smoke brother, dad and son.
Yeah, so, you know, here's the thing. Since July 1st, we'll say it's really since about June 10th, the college football legal world has kind of been on fire. I've been following the NIL world for, you know, about a year and a half, but it really picked up a lot of steam once the Senate started having these hearings of whether or not they're going to have a federal bill. That was like June 10th and June 17th. July 1st was obviously, you know, the chaos date when all these laws started to become effective. And then, you know, we had a bombshell, and Greg, I'm sure we're going to touch the whole landscape. But, you know, there's conference realignment. There's ESPN threatening to get sued and brought in on this. You know, and then, you know, just for fun, people want to rehash, and I'm happy to be a part of it. The Big Ten saga from a year ago, where obviously Nebraska players sued the Big Ten Conference. So I've been very busy on the college sports front. I run a site called conductdetrimental.com. My world, Greg, and I have a feeling you share the sentiment. I want everyone to help create sports law content. So, you know, I've been going on shows for forever, you know, across the country. And, you know, what better way to give back to some of our kind of, you know, most loyal supporters than saying, hey, you know, if you're a former DA in Sarasota County in Florida, I'd love you to come and represent our show and talk about Trevor Bauer, talk about Deshaun Watson. So, you know, it's been about 2 months since we've opened up our website, but yeah, really, really doing well. And, you know, Greg, I'm happy to kind of spread the gospel of sports law.
Well, it's an interesting subject. I actually got my master's in sports geography, if you ever heard of that. And, you know, where players come from, why, you know, as far as culture and things like that, you know, you take the surmise that every place in the country has the same amount of athletes produced. It's just what sport they choose to play in. In Texas, it's football. And, you know, in California, well, a lot of different sports. But, you know, in Indiana, it's basketball where I grew up and things like that. So I'm in Oklahoma now, and Oklahoma State is where, you know, we're actually on the flagship station for Oklahoma State sports. So people very interested in that, in the Big 12, what's going to happen to those folks. And it's looking kind of grim after what happened with three of the four remaining power conferences, I say. But what do you think's going to happen? If I, you know, if I gave you a crystal ball, what do you think's in there?
I'll tell you, there's probably like four scenarios in here. I guess we'll hit them quick, and I'll tell you which one I think is. I'll just tell you what I think the next domino is. I think all eyes are going to head over to Big 12 country where you guys are. Everyone listening to this, I'm sure, knows that Big 12 in our college football vernacular is not made up of 12 schools. It was made up of 10, and now we're about to enter a world where it's going to be made up of 8. So, you know, what's the Big 12 going to do? I've seen reports, I'm sure you've seen them too, that they're thinking of maybe merging with the Pac-12. Then I saw reports this weekend that maybe the Big 12 and the Big 10 and the Pac-12, a three-way merger could occur to kind of compete with the SEC. And then it's the one that I don't think anybody wants, is the one where Big 12 just kind of goes their separate ways. And, you know, some teams like maybe geographically Kansas and Iowa State go up to the Big 10. And there's just kind of a, you know, Oklahoma State maybe to the SEC. I've seen those reports. If you ask me, I really, and I'm not just saying this because I'm in Big 12 country, I think Bob Ballsby did a fantastic job with his back up against the wall, with the vultures circling for the conference. You know, I go on ESPN stations a lot. Do I think it's good that he's threatening to sue ESPN for tortious interference with the contract for, you know, allegedly someone at ESPN trying to help tamper and move schools over to AAC? I don't know if it's the smartest move, but, you know, Bob Ballsby can't be the commissioner of the Big 12 if the Big 12 doesn't exist.
He didn't have a choice, right? I mean, he's backing a bad dog against the corner.
Right. That's kind of what my take was. I go, if Ballsby had to do it, you know, Big 12 at 8 schools, they got to hold serve, right? And they got to add a couple schools. They can't go down to 6. So I give Ballsby a ton of credit. You ask me what I think is going to happen. I think the Big 12, that you can't replace the firepower of Texas and Oklahoma. I think you have to seek some aid from Big 10 or Pac-12. And I don't think it's a coincidence that we've seen reports not only of a two-way merger, but now of a three-way merger. So I think the era of the super conference is over, is almost among us. I think that's probably our most likely route, the Pac-12 merger or Big 10 merger.
Dan Lush joins us. Dan, I wanted to ask you a little bit about what happened about 48 hours ago, where the Pac-12, the Big 10, and the ACC got together and talked about some sort of merger, combination, whatnot, where they would have quite a few more teams than what the SEC does, because I think we've already kind of coronated the SEC and their commissioner is, you know, he's going to be kind of, I mean, does it look to you like the NCAA just has no teeth left whatsoever?
I think so. I think, you know, if we didn't already think that, I think we learned it about a year ago today with the, we'll say, pandemic football. When the NCAA, you know, obviously they're not really involved in the governance of college football, but it's just not the best look, right? If you have one conference doing X, one conference doing Y, and then, you know, no one's really playing sheriff. No one's playing, you know, the so-called, like, commissioner of college football. I think you have a world, and I think economically, I'm sure you've seen the same numbers, Greg. Assuming Texas and Oklahoma make their way over to the SEC, which, you know, is all but inevitable, I think probably sooner than 2025, the global revenue for the SEC is, I think, going to mirror or be very close to what the NCAA makes as a whole, what the other conferences make total that. So, you know, talking about a conference with a ton of market power, you know, if the NCAA tells the SEC not to do something, there's always the fear, right, that you could pull a like an old college football association, the SEC could just go their separate ways. You know, I people ask me if I'm serious when I kind of predict that the SEC could just defect. And Greg, yeah, I'm sure you lived through the college football association. That was a world where a bunch of high, you know, blue blood teams, they said we're going to leave and we're going to form our own television network. We're not going to not play in the NCAA, but we're not going to listen to you, NCAA. We're going to do our own thing.
Yeah, Georgia and Oklahoma back in, what was that, 83?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, 83, 84. And there's laws in the books from the highest court in the country, the United States Supreme Court, that allows colleges to do that. So, you know, the NCAA can't really boss the SEC around. So, it's setting up for a very weird world, especially in the NIL world we're living in. No one's playing sheriff, so schools are kind of getting away with whatever they want to get away with at this point.
Yeah, very interesting. And, you know, 99 years out of 100 since I've been doing this, in the summer, you know, you get that dead period after, you know, everything's over. Fortunately, Olympics were this year, but I didn't end up watching near as much Olympics as I normally do during kind of the dead period of August because – guess what? The NIL came up, and we thought, hey, this is going to get us through the next month till football season. And then all of a sudden, Oklahoma and Texas bolt, and so it's been better ratings probably than ever. I was going to ask you one thing, though. If I don't know if you've seen this, because if so, it'd be cheating, but there's a guy, Zach Miller, out on the East Coast who's a writer. But he spent a lot of time and went through a lot of TV ratings numbers over the last five seasons and averaged them out. And, of course, at the top of the list, Ohio State, Alabama, Michigan, Notre Dame, LSU, Auburn. No big surprise there. Oklahoma's eighth. Number 13 is Texas, as bad as they've been. So that probably actually looks pretty good for them. But if you take out the Big 12 teams, the remaining Big 12 teams, and say they're no longer a member of the Power 5 and you just have Power 4, what school would you guess is the top as far as getting eyes on their football team over the last 5 years that's in a non-Power 5 conference, including the remaining, I call them the Orphan 8? If you just had to guess.
I feel like I'm going to get nailed this with Notre Dame. Do we rule them out?
No, well, you know what? I should have said no Notre Dame either because Notre Dame
I
already said Notre Dame, number four. Oklahoma State, ironically, is number 19, okay. Just behind Texas A&M and ahead of Mississippi, Iowa, Nebraska, Miami. TCU comes in at 24, and then you got to go all the way down to 30 for West Virginia. Baylor's at 35. So, in Texas Tech, just below that at 37. I mean, if we're going to have, you know, like 64 teams or whatever they're talking about in all these conferences combined, why not take a couple of those schools? Does it bring up enough revenue for a conference to add another mouth to feed?
Yeah, that's the kind of interesting conversation. You know, if I'm aligned with any conference, it's probably the Big Ten just because they've had their own share of shenanigans with the legal troubles with last year. So I've been pretty, you know, aligned with some of the beat reporters there. I keep seeing reports that Kansas, at least at one point, was very close to joining the conference. I, again, take it for what it's worth, but I kept hearing it from multiple different people. So you kind of have to ask yourself, right, is the Big Ten better off holding at 14 and just saying, you know what, we don't need to add a school that's maybe, you know, lesser than our you know, community. Big 12 or Big Ten, obviously, at some point added Rutgers, which I don't know has been so well received. Which could you... You know, I I'm from New York, so I think I could say that.
Well, can I ask you real quick? Can I interject real quick? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course.
The Rutgers thing is perfect for Kansas, and the reason is, if the Big Ten thought they were getting the New York City market when they got Rutgers, I guess they can decide they're going to get the Kansas City market by getting Kansas, right?
Well, they have not gotten the New York City market. As someone that's
I know
from
that's
New York
a joke.
City, they certainly have not, but. You know, I get wanting Kansas. I think Iowa State make sense with a natural rival in the Big Ten. You know, but I think that if you're going to, you know, I think you have to respond somewhat to the SEC. Now, if the SEC is going to end up with 16 schools, they've added two blue bloods. What do you gain more by doing, right? By adding Kansas and Iowa State, or do you kind of gain more just by, you know, hold and serve and just staying at 14, which I don't think is probably the answer, or do you merge with another conference, right? What's not to say that you can have, right, you know, 26 schools. You merge with the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. or some merger involving the ACC. You know, that seems what people want to do. I can't imagine that the Vultures just pick apart the Big 12 and the Big 12 just goes its separate ways. I think Bowlesby knows what he's doing. I think Bowlesby's going to team up with somebody. It's just a matter of who.
A couple AAC schools, like maybe a Cincinnati, a BYU. I mean, BYU's up there in numbers, too, as far as TV viewers, a large LDS denomination of faith. But, you know, I don't even know if the TV folks care, but an international market as well because of the LDS church.
Yeah. You know, I certainly can see it. And, Greg, you know, I don't know if you saw this. There was a very funny tweet from the Sun Belt Conference. Did you see that, Greg?
I did not.
In the middle of all this kind of conference realignment, right, I think it was the day Texas and Oklahoma were approved to leave, Sun Belt Conference sends a very weird tweet, and they just write, positive trajectory. We're coming off one of our best years ever.
I did see that.
And good things are on the horizon.
I did see
that. So I said, that's a suspicious tweet from the Sun Belt Conference. Yeah. Who is that for? Oh, I forgot. There's all these schools up for grabs, Sun Belt Conference, you sneaky conference. It's exactly what you're doing. But, yeah, you know, who knows? I mean, I think there's certainly a world, and again, I'm not Mr. Doomsday, but College Football Association was a bunch of blue blood saying, we don't like how the NCAA is doing these television deals. We're going to compete with the NCAA. We're going to one-on-one. They'll pick a major network. We'll pick another major network. And the NCAA basically said, hey, if you do that, cool, but you're not allowed to play games in the NCAA. So they're almost daring these blue bloods, Georgia and Oklahoma, to create a separate league. Now, it never got there, but the schools won in a court of law. So I think there's a world where these super conferences, you know, to Greg, to your initial question, they don't need the NCAA. And just kind of taking a step over in our NIL world, what is the NCAA doing, right? It's a, you know, kind of hyperbole. The NCAA is doing nothing in terms of NIL. They basically told people they wrote the book on NIL for a year and a half, and then they threw it in the garbage on the eve of the NIL deadline because they were worried about getting some scrutiny from, you know, the Supreme Court and lawmakers around the country. So the NCAA is doing nothing with college sports' biggest hurdle right now. And, you know, the schools are policing themselves. Maybe the conferences step in at some point. But NCAA, other than negotiating that massive March Madness deal, they're not really doing much. So, you know, if this is a time where conferences are going to break off and do their own thing, you know, I certainly see it. I certainly think we're trending towards that.
Is the NIL actually making legal what has been going on for 100 years in college football?
Yes and no. You know, there's still going to be bags of cash, right? What do they say, the $5 handshake?
Yeah, you know, 50. It went up to 50 recently.
50. Maybe a $100 handshake. Yeah. Benjamin's talk very loudly.
You better get three touchdowns for that.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, there's two worlds of this. The boosters were not supposed to really be allowed in the equation. Pay for play was not supposed to be allowed in the equation. It wasn't supposed to be if you showed up on Saturday that you got paid, but seemingly that's what the BYU, that new deal is. If you're a walk-on, they're going to pay your tuition. Miami Hurricanes have a deal like that. Just by existing in a Miami Hurricanes football jersey, you get $500 a month. Those deals weren't supposed to be allowed, and especially Miami's deal is basically by a booster, and they're seemingly able to get around because he created a separate LLC, which I guess is not a booster because it's a company. But, yeah, to your point, like, that wasn't supposed to be allowed, but the fact that it is being allowed, you know, tells you, hey, maybe this stuff has been happening for years and years, and we just want that type of conduct to be included in NIL so we can better police it. Just, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable with the world that we're in on NIL because the better your politicians are, right, the better off you are in the NIL space. And, you know, I don't think anybody's in love with politics and football. You know, for better or for worse, it's just kind of the world we're in. But politicians are kind of dictating recruiting battles now, which I don't know if I love. I kind of like the old school approach.
Dan Luss, sports attorney, joins us. I agree with you. I had a class under Dr. John Rooney, who's kind of the godfather of sports geography back in the 80s. And at that time, he wrote a book called The Recruiting Game. You might want to get it. It's very interesting because a lot of the stuff he said that we thought was maybe Dr. Rooney's losing it, he was exactly right. But he went even further. A lot of this stuff he foresaw 40 years ago, but he's telling us even back then, here's what's going to happen. The big-time football programs are going to break away from the university. They can still call themselves you know, the Cowboys or the Sooners or, you know, whatever. But they will technically, legally be separated from the university, which means the kids, if they want to go to school, go ahead, but you don't have to. You're basically semi-professional athletes at that point. And guess what? We get to keep all our money because we're no longer the auspices or tied up with Title IX. And I keep telling these folks that have daughters that play and things like that, if you're wanting her to go to your alma mater may not have your program, or it'll be a club sport here in about 20 years or less. Do you agree with that synopsis?
It's funny. I've been saying the same approach really since NIL started. The worry with NIL, it's not a worry. It's, you know, if your son is a basketball player or a football player, NIL is probably going to be pretty good to you. But the world of college sports athletics has relied on a model that basically took in the profit generated by football and basketball, it sprinkled it across all the other sports, for a particular school, be it swimming or wrestling or golf. Those schools aren't typically revenue generating. Maybe there are some sports, but it's, you know, by and large, it's football and basketball. And mainly it's football, obviously. So the worry is if you start taking that money away from the schools, because schools would obviously get that advertising dollars because people wanted to get to the players. Now, if you take that and you directly line the pockets of the athletes and you don't work around the school, all of a sudden, right, the school is not getting that money that it's used to have received in the past. And then there's a world that's like, okay, right, something's got to give. The school's not getting as much money. It's going directly to the players with NIL. It's right. There's got to be something that gives at a certain point. And we saw it, and I studied it. I was very clear. During the pandemic, if you were not a revenue-generating sport, more often than not, you were canceled for the season. Right? That's just how it happened. And again, I'm not Mr. Doom and Gloom. I have two daughters at home, which hopefully can play college sports at a very high level. But, you know, the college landscape told you. Football and basketball, those are our two ones that we care about. They make a ton of money. Other than that, you know, unless it's, you know, essential, we're not going to operate in the red. So I think, you know, again, NIL world will see. We still haven't, for people that are still, you know, worried when this could possibly happen. The big brands, be it the Coca-Colas or the McDonald's or Home Depot, those brands have not gotten in the NIL game yet. So until you start seeing some big, big money shift directly to players, I don't think you have to worry about it yet. But, you know, again, just something to keep on the radar that it's possible, you know, that's something, there are some negative effects. On a sport level, not particularly for athletes, but, you know, again, money's got to go somewhere.
Got a couple quick questions on the Buffalo Wild Wings sports line, and this one wants to know, and you just kind of answered it a little bit, will this kill Title IX as far as college sports? Because women, I mean, softball's getting huge, and girls' basketball's been pretty big anyway, so.
Yeah, and I know certain sports, like, I have a couple friends over in Nebraska. I know the volleyball team is mega, massive there. We'll see. I mean, you know, there's part of this that, you know, it should be said. People are wondering, and I don't want to just say the only people making money in NIL are football and basketball. There are a lot of female athletes that are making a lot of money off this. Just the way that social media works, of the 10 most followed college athletes, majority of them are female. You know, there's an LSU gymnast. I think her name is Olivia Dunn. There's two basketball players of Fresno State, the Cavender twins, both of which have a ton of deals. And LSU gymnast, I think, has 7 million followers. So, you know, again, you don't have to be, Mr. Influencer or understand social media, but someone, which I hope your listeners will be familiar with, right? Someone like Kim Kardashian makes a lot of money because of the amount of followers that she has. So I think the female
athletes, it's a messed up world, my friend.
Right, but I only bring it up to say that these female athletes with a lot of followers were a safer investment for these brands early on, because if you have 5 million followers, there's a certain value that you should be getting, right? Meanwhile, Spencer Rattler, he went on Cameo, the app that you can send personalized messages to people. People didn't know what he was going to charge because we've never had, you know, Trevor Lawrence didn't go on it, right? Justin Fields didn't go on it, and he's only charging people like $125 for personal messages. Meanwhile, like, if you watch The Office, Brian Baumgartner, the guy that plays Kevin, he's charging people like $450.
Jeez.
So there's a world that, you know, hey, Spencer Rattler might be the first overall pick, but who's got more value, right? Someone with 7 million followers, which Spencer Rattler does not have, or perhaps the first quarterback taking the draft in Spencer Rattler. So you know, it might hurt Title IX, but there's still a world where these female athletes are making good money because they know how to use social media, and they actually are ahead of their male counterparts in that regard.
Letting folks out there know right now, I'll do it for $2 on Cameo. So, Bill, you okay with $2? Bill wants $4. So, anyway, hey, always great talking conference realignment, NIL. I want to get you on to talk more NIL later because, like I said, it's kind of, you know, NIL was what we were going to talk. I was excited about it the last couple weeks, and then when this OU Texas thing came up, kind of blew us out of the water. But we got lots to talk about at a time we normally don't. 3 weeks away from week one, but I really appreciate having you on, Dan. It's good stuff. Hope we can have you on again during the season, maybe as some of this starts to fall into place.
Absolutely, my pleasure. We didn't get into it. I have some hot takes on NIL. All this Barstool athlete stuff. I have this sneaking suspicion some more schools are going to join Louisville in outlawing this Barstool athletes program. But Greg, for another time, you tell me when. I'm happy to come on.
Let's get you on in early September, playing on it. Okay.
Sounds good. You tell me when I'm in.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you, Dan Lust, and I tell you, sports attorney extraordinaire. Enjoyed having him on. Let's call that part one of part two because he had some more stuff to say. We just ran out of time. And I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, Extra Mile. Extra Mile Auto Care. Aaron and the guys do such a great job over there. They are expanding because, you know what? They're really, really, really good at what they do. And they took care of my baby, my Jeep Wrangler that I just love. Kale's with my baby's here with me today, my youngest Kale. And, yeah, he knows how much I care about that Jeep. If I see a spot on it, I go, son, where were you at tonight? You know, but the fact I'm letting him drive it at all tells you how much I love the kid. But anyway, we'll let you hear from our other sponsors, and we'll come back and wrap it up after this.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have 4 great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
And that's going to do it. Want to thank our guests, Dan Lust, and also, of course, Sean Leary, CEO of SportsThread, Bill Van Ness, keeping us on there for you, and all of our great, great sponsors, including our newest Win Extra Mile Auto Care in Stillwater, right across the street from the post office. That's going to do it. We'll be back next week. Have a great week, everyone.